Hey everyone, in the past I have written about what psychology researchers have called the growth mindset. I've told you about Carol Dweck, psychology professor at Stanford University, who was interested primarily in motivation and personality, discovered early in her career that although all children start off, without exception, being very interested in exploring, discovery, and learning, that somewhere between preschool and the first few years of elementary school, a division takes place where some kids continue on this trajectory of learning and others begin to adopt what she calls a fixed mindset that follows them through the rest of their life and leaves them fearing challenges and opting for easier, less challenging tasks. In a fixed mindset, people believe that their abilities and talents are fixed and they don't change, whereas she found that the other students and adults believe their abilities and talents are in a constant state of flux. They can change. These people are said to have a growth mindset. Which do you have? In the fixed mindset, people attribute their success or failures to their innate abilities or lack thereof, or their intelligence or talent and lack thereof. Those with a growth mindset base their success and attribute it to effort, their hard work, their training, their grit, pulling long, grueling hours of persistence. Failure in any form for them, even though difficult, is seen as a chance to learn and grow. People with a fixed mindset tend to avoid challenges altogether, whereas people with a growth mindset tend to continue through a challenge despite setbacks. As you can already gauge, these findings may have far-reaching impact and hidden dynamics within your company. The first of which, it may show how people view themselves differently and differentiate those agents who succeed from those who fail. And what about the impact of each manager's view of the world? Those managers with a fixed mindset might make up their minds pretty early about a candidate's ability. Within the first failure, the first challenge, the first interview. How potent is this belief? Here's an example. In the first study to ever give us a clue about this, a Dr. Robert Rosenthal told teachers of an incoming elementary school classroom that all of the incoming children had been tested, which they had, but they told him that that this particular assessment was able to find which of these students were called academic bloomers. He said the assessment could detect that these people were, the kids were just about to go through an academic growth spurt, when actually this group of kids were just picked at random. What he found was astonishing. At the end of the year, he tested these children again. And what he saw, that those students who were labeled as fast learners had significantly raised their abilities and intelligence, much more than those students who were labeled as non-academic bloomers. How did this happen? Well, it was clear that teachers tended to give those perceived to be academic bloomers more individual attention, extensive feedback, kinder in gestures, like nods and smiles when they were doing a good job. So this is powerful. And in the next few weeks, we'll explore more about what differentiates the fixed mindset from the growth mindset, help you gauge what your own mindset is, and give you insight on how to develop it if it's missing in your company. Until then, talk to you soon.